It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Welcome back to Tampa, Florida. The San Jose Sharks win it by the score of 4-3 in overtime over the Lightning. You may remember the game back in October at SAP Center. The Lightning won that game in the last minute of regulation on a goal by Nikita Kucherov. And Kucherov had a couple of assists tonight to extend his point scoring streak to a team record tying 16th straight game in this building. But as it turned out, even though Braden Point scored a couple of goals, got to the 30 goal mark, was one of the best players on the ice, Timo Meier and Erik Karlsson combined, and San Jose ends up getting the victory. And Brett Hedekin, it is a huge win for the Sharks' psyche to start this road trip and the rest of the season.
Great battle. I think leave a mark was my number one key, really based off of what we saw last night watching the Calgary Flames play against the New York Rangers. That was a playoff-style game. Every guy that left that game felt like they probably had a mark on their body somewhere because they were engaged. Well, tonight, Sharks doing the same thing. Right down the lineup, I thought the Sharks played real solid. And EK65 did mention that they got off on a little bit of their heels, but you got to give Tampa credit. They played last night. They lost 7-1. They were embarrassed. They came out flying in the first period. The guy who set the tone was Braden Point. But the Sharks weathered the storm. After the 3-1 deficit, after the first 20 minutes of play, they settled down and cut that lead in half in the second.
Here is the instant replay of the game as was performed in front of a sellout crowd of 19,092 fans at Amalie Arena, the 312th sellout in a row for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay would take a 1-0 lead at 2:10 of the first period when Ross Colton got underneath the Sharks' defense. No score. Just about 2 minutes and 10 seconds gone by. Uh-oh, trouble in front of the net. A steal from Lightning and they score. The Sharks were trying to break out of the zone. Ross Colton was underneath the D, which had left all kinds of space. The puck was poked at by the forwards back underneath the Sharks' defense, and Ross Colton made the stick-handling move and gets it by Kakkonen. It's 1-0 Tampa at 2:10. Of period number one. Zach Bogosian with that defensive play, getting the puck to Colton, and Colton deked the puck around a really totally helpless Kaapo Kakkonen, did everything he could to stop the puck, but it was Colton's 11th from Zach Bogosian at 2:10, and it was 1-0 in favor of the Lightning. Erik Karlsson would tie the game on one of two power play goals the Sharks would score because they battled to win a faceoff. And in both cases, the Sharks scored power play goals exactly 5 seconds after the faceoff was dropped. This one at 6:28 of the first. San Jose needs to get a PPG right now. They're down 1-0 on that goal at 2:10 of the first by Ross Colton, assisted by Zach Bogosian. And off the draw, Erik Karlsson shoots. He scores! A face-off win, a slap shot by EK65, and it's 1-1 here in Tampa. Erik Karlsson, his 17th goal of the season from Timo Meier and Tomas Hertl. An outstanding goal there, and it was all even at 2. But the Lightning would come flying back. Embarrassed by their 7-1 loss on the road last night in Florida, Tampa Bay took control of the rest of the period, outshooting the Sharks 17-7 and getting a pair of goals from Braden Point. The first one was on the power play, his 30th of the season, from Nikita Kucherov and Victor Hedman. And so, Kucherov would get a point in his 16th consecutive home game, tying his own Tampa Bay Lightning franchise record that he initially set back in 2018-19.
Braden Point right now, he is absolutely skating at another level than everybody else down there. He's flying.
Really is, oh, and boy. Here he is into the slot. Shoot, score! You said it, he did it. Braden Point blowing by everybody up the middle of the ice and then creating beautifully with a little give and go, gets the pass back and a wrist shot beats Kakkonen. That's a power play goal for Braden Point to make it 2-1 Lightning. The second goal was an even strength goal for Braden Point. It came at 16:44 of the first period, his 31st of the season, set up by Nikita Kucherov and Mikhail Sergachev, the latter of whom got the primary assist. Back inside the Sharks zone, Lightning setting it up on the left point, kept in by Sergachev. Dishes off and gets a return feed back from Point. Throws it toward the net. There's Point. Shoots and scores. Braden Point made that whole thing happen with a brilliant give and go. The puck bounced right to him in the slot. And he had his stick down after the first chance. Was deflected back. And it's 3-1 Tampa. Point getting his 31st goal of the season and second of this period. And so it was 3-1 Tampa, end of one. And things were looking mighty bleak for the Sharks. But to their credit, they kept their focus and they got themselves back in the game. Outshot 17-7 in the first period. San Jose outshot the Lightning 7-5 in the second. The only goal they got was on the power play. Again, 5 seconds after a faceoff win, Timo Meier getting his first of two goals on the night, his 29th of the year, assisted by Alexander Barabanov and Logan Couture. And kudos to the Sharks captain, Logan Couture, for a tremendous effort to make sure the Sharks got control of that faceoff. Nice pass by Barabanov, too, and Meier getting it to the net. Off the faceoff now. Sharks have the man advantage in front of the net. They score! Great job, Timo Meier, after the Sharks win a battle. Barabanov and Hurdle in there digging for the puck. And Meier is going to get credit for the goal. Another very quick face-off win and a power play goal, this time by Timo Meier, his 29th of the year, to make the score the Lightning 3 and the Sharks 2. So it was a one-goal game after two periods of play. And you know what the story is after two. When you're losing after two periods of play, it is awfully tough to come back in the National Hockey League. In fact, heading into tonight, the Sharks were 2-11 when trailing a game after the second period on the road, 2-20-3 overall. But they would come back from all of that and get a victory. And it started in the third. Tampa Bay again dominating the shots, outshooting San Jose 15-7. Brett, I think we should be remiss if we didn't mention Kaapo Kähkönen's goaltending in this contest throughout the whole game, but especially in that third period.
Well, we're going to, you know, talk about the keys here in a little bit, but honorable mention tonight, he's not one of them. I'm just going to, you know, let the cat out of the bag there on that one. But what a scheme for Kähkönen. Back-to-back now, he's played really well and made a lot of terrific stops when the Sharks absolutely needed one. And the rebound control has come leaps and bounds since the start of the season where he is right now. I think that's why we're seeing a successful Kaapo Kähkönen right now.
In the third period, Scott Harrington, paired up with Erik Karlsson on defense, took a pass from his D partner, and he did something that he's been doing for the last 10 or 15 games. He already had his decision made as to what he was going to do if he got the puck, and his decision was to get it toward the net. Thinking that way, so clearly, under pressure, he took Erik Karlsson's pass, a beauty, and fed it toward the goal. Now the Sharks forecheck. Gregor is in there against Hedman. Hedman won the battle, but Karlsson keeps it in. Cross ice. Harrington, the shot. Score! That might have been chipped in front, but Scott Harrington wastes no time in letting that shot go. And the Sharks have tied the game 3-3 at 3:08 of the third. As it turned out, Jonah Gadjevich got a little piece of that shot by Harrington, and Gadjevich got credit for his third of the season. A great job by him, but again, kudos to Scott Harrington in his first assignment playing with one of the world's best.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jacob Magna gets traded to Seattle earlier yesterday, and then now here he is getting thrust into that position with EK65. And, you know, I think for him, it's just really continue to play your game. Don't try to be too much. Don't try to do too much. Gets the pass from EK65, delivers it right away, and it gets deflected off of Belmar's stick, breaks it, but had enough velocity, and then it must have hit Gadjevich on the way in.
And so it was 3-3. And, oh, I should not forget about the challenge that the Sharks coaching staff gave on an apparent Steven Stamkos goal right after Timo Meier scored that second period power play tally. It was a successful challenge for offside, and so the score was 3-3 in part because of that coach's challenge. Then we got to overtime, and it is time to hear the game-winning play at 2 minutes and 19 seconds. The Sharks won the initial faceoff, and they controlled the puck for a while. That was a good thing to get the overtime started. But then Timo Meier coming up with goal number 30 to win it. Gregor dishes off. Now he can head off. It's Hurdle, Karlsson, and Timo Meier jumping on. Karlsson with the puck, skates left to right in overtime. Cross the line, lead pass, moving to the net. Chance for Hurdle off his stick and off his skates. But he grabs it in the corner for the Sharks. Went back to Karlsson on the point. Cuts to his right, walks into the circle, feeds in front. They score! Timo Meier gets his 30th goal of the season to win it for the Sharks in overtime in Tampa. And a 12-game winning streak at home for the Lightning is over. Wow, what a way to finish. Erik Karlsson, his third point of the night with the primary assist. Timo Meier, his third point of the night. Goal number 30 for the third time in his National Hockey League career. The Sharks have defeated the Lightning. Tomas Hertl also assisting on the play. And so Hertl ended up with a pair of assists in the contest as well. The Sharks now are 16-25-11 for 43 points. The Lightning's overall record now is 32-16-2, 1 point for losing in OT. They have 66 points on the year. Well, we are waiting for Erik Karlsson to join us here.
Hello.
Here's Erik Karlsson joining us postgame. The Sharks win by the score of 4-3, and let's turn things over to Brett Hedekin.
Well, EK, man, what a hockey game here tonight. Goal and two assists for you. What a pass at the end. That had to be a lot of fun playing in a game like that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think, being off for 8 days, we didn't really have a good start, obviously, which, you can expect. I think they came out and gave it to us a little bit, but we hung in there, and we got better as the game moved on, and obviously the big kahuna in that there played great for us and kept us alive.
Yeah, he sure did. Had a terrific game in net for the Sharks. For you guys, son, you got your 17th of the year on that power play. Walk me through that one, because you didn't look down at that puck at all. That puck came back to you off a Timo Meier faceoff win. You walked in there, you had all this time. And did you see that shot to that right side the whole way?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a scramble in there, and they kind of got caught a little bit, so no one came out. So I can't score from the blue line, so I got to move in a little bit. And, I guess you had to pick left or right at some point, and I guess I picked the right side.
Well, looking at the game-winning goal on the overtime, I loved what Timo did there, as he did a little kind of soft pick. Were you just kind of waiting for that to happen as then he got loose and you found that angle?
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't show up there, then obviously I'm going to have to shoot it, which I don't prefer. But, for me, that was an easy one. And Timo was good in finding those areas where, he gets available at the right time.
Well, a couple more here. You come off the Pittsburgh win. That was a terrific win for you guys. And now you back it up here tonight. What's happening in that locker room? Do you guys feel like some confidence is building?
No, I mean, we're just moving forward. I think, like I've said numerous times before, we show up every day and everybody's excited to play. That's the most important thing. It's been a tough year, and we know the situation that we're in, but no one's really thinking about tomorrow. We're just staying present, and the coaches have done a great job in keeping us motivated and keeping things as light as possible, and at the same time, put demands on us and requiring us to do certain things at all times, and everybody's really embraced it.
Well, speaking of light as possible, you took a face off there at the end of the second.
Yeah, no, I told Bogey too. I'm 0-2 now. That was my second one. He said he had one before too, so I guess he's back to even. So I got to get in there at least two more times and try and win two before I retire here, so I can get that average up a little bit.
Yeah, I could tell you weren't happy about losing that draw.
No, I know, and I think I won it too, and my winger was sleeping a little bit. I'm sure he got the win on it, though, unfortunately.
Great stuff. EK65, terrific game tonight. Congrats on the win for the guys.
Thank you.
Final score in overtime. The Sharks 4, the Lightning 3. A lengthy losing streak in OT comes to a close, and it's a great start for the Sharks in their post-All-Star set of games and the first game of an important road trip. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.